The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The sisters of Nazareth sent word to Jesus saying, Master, the one you love is ill. When Jesus heard this, he said, This illness is not to end in death, but is for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sisters and Lazarus. So when he heard that he was ill, he remained for 2 days in the place where he was. Then after this, he said to his disciples, Let us go back to Judea. When Jesus arrived, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. When Martha heard this, Jesus was coming, she went to meet him, but Mary sat at home. Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now, I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you. Jesus said to her, Your brother will rise, Martha said. Martha said, I know he will rise in the resurrection of the last day. Jesus told her, I am the resurrection and life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. Wherever everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? She said to him, Yes, Lord, I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world. He became perplexed and deeply troubled and said, Where have you laid him? They said to him, Sir, come and see. And Jesus wept. And the Jews said, See how he loved him. But some of them said, Could not the one who opened the eyes of the blind man have done something so that this man would not have died? So Jesus perpetuated again into the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone lay across it. Jesus said, Take away the stone. Martha, the dead man's sister, said to him, Lord, by now there will be a stench. He has been dead for 4 days. And Jesus said to her, Did I tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God? So they took away the stone, and Jesus raised his eyes and said, Father, I thank you for hearing me. I know that you always hear me. Because of the crowd, here I have said this, that they may believe that you sent me. When he had said this, he cried out in a loud voice, Lazarus, come out. The dead man came out, tied hands and foot with burial bands, and his face was wrapped in a cloth. So Jesus said to them, Untie him and let him go. Now many of the Jews who had come to Mary and seen what he had done began to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to the Lord Jesus Christ.
So Jesus, he could have come 2 days earlier. But the matter is not that he come earlier or later. This purpose is a kind of teaching for the people. First of all, just to affirm that Martha, they consider him Messiah. So he has the right to give life to people. So this is an opportunity to tell them, I am the life, I am the resurrection. So those who live in me will have life. So life for Jesus have double meaning. Life means breath. You can see and you walk, And the life is that you live in the life of God, share divinity. This is a real life. So many people mistaken what Jesus said, oh, life. It's not only because Lazarus become alive again. It's true. But real life is not only can walk, can breathe. Real life is you can have Jesus in you, have God in you. So when we are baptized, you are baptized in the Lord and we share His life already. And by the time you receive Holy Communion, Jesus' life come really actually come into your life. So that what Paul says is true to us. Today is not that I live, but Christ lives in me. So today, especially when we adults, we believe that Jesus lives in us. He's through you to love, to serve, to help, to hear. And for us priests, when we listen to confession, it's Jesus Himself. He Himself is the one who forgive. He's not the priest. But the priest is just His hand. But the one who really be forgiving is God Himself, is Jesus Himself. So whatever we do, we share the life of Christ. So when say Jesus say, life means not only death or on earth, but really life in Christ. Remember once, Jesus was asked to see a little girl, 12 years old, died. What Jesus said, she's asleep. For Jesus' mentality, nothing is dead. Real death means there is no love. Love is God. When you don't have love, you don't have God. That's your death. When you have love, even though you're not baptized yet, or you belong to other religion, they still have life. Where there is love, there is God. Real life have true love in us. So don't consider yourself, I'm surely saved because I'm baptized. Yes, don't get the first step. Salvation doesn't come through the water. Yes, you are giving a new life, but you don't live the new life, you are dead. Where there is no love, there is no life. This is simple theory. Don't mix up because you are so sure. I got a job from the church. You've got a baptism certificate, but it's not a permit. It's not a visa to go to heaven. The visa is what you've done. You remember St. Matthew chapter 25? Whatever you do to the least, you do it to me. If you don't live, you don't treat your brother and sisters as if you Christ, you don't have this spirit. You remember? The long passages. Jesus, in the parable, says one to the left, to the right. The left, I took first to the right. You are blessed. Because I'm hungry, you feed me. When I'm old, you treat me well, and etc. And they say, Lord, we haven't seen you. And then Jesus says, whatever you do to the least, you're doing it to me. To the left, not this never to the other side, you are not blessed because you don't love. So it's important. The message of Jesus is always simple, very simple. The life, the divinity, Blessed Trinity is simplicity. The relationship between God the Father and Son and Holy Spirit, God the Father loves the Son unconditionally. The Son loves the Father unconditionally. This mutual love is the Holy Spirit. So it's very important. Where there is love, there is mutual love, there is the presence of Christ, there is real love. That's come from St. Matthew. Chapter 18, verse 20. The two or three are united in my name, I am in your midst. So important to keep Jesus in our midst, and that's true life. So let us be assured that we are saved, not because only they have got the baptism certificate, but we are saved because we love. We love with the love, same love of Christ, that He loves us unconditionally, and always the first, being the first one to share His love for each one of us.